Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a chopped vinyl texture that feels like pirate radio energy baked into a jungle or old-school DNB tune. Not just a lo-fi effect, we want something that acts like a real musical character inside the track, something that can answer the bassline, reinforce the groove, and add that ghost in the warehouse, broadcast from a broken deck feeling. If you've ever heard a jungle tune where the space between the kick, snare, break, and bassline feels alive, this is one of the tricks behind that energy. The chopped vinyl layer can make a simple loop feel way more intentional, way more dangerous, and way more like a proper arrangement. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and the goal is to make the texture feel rhythmic, gritty, and musical without stepping on the sub. First, choose the right source. You want something with character already built in. That could be a short vocal phrase, a bit of vinyl crackle with some spoken words, a radio-style sample, or even a chord hit that has noise and movement in it. The important thing is that the sample should feel like it came from a physical, worn medium. Drag the sample into an audio track. If it's longer than a bar or two, trim it down until you've got a short fragment with strong transients or clear syllables. You don't want a huge amount of material here. In this style, shorter is often better because it gives you room to shape rhythm later. Warp it carefully. If the sample has tonal content, use Complex Pro. If it's more percussive or speech-like, beats can work well. Set the clip start so the first strong transient lands cleanly on the grid. But don't obsess over perfection. A little instability is actually part of the pirate radio feel. In fact, a slightly underwarped duplicate layered quietly underneath can add a really nice worn tape wobble. Now turn that source into something playable. You can right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, or drop it into Simpler and use Slice Mode. For slicing, use transient so you're cutting from the natural hits in the sample. Keep the fade time small, somewhere around 5 to 15 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Gate mode gives you tighter stabs. Trigger mode gives you a little more smear and tail, which can be useful if you want a ghostier feel. This is where the mindset shifts. Don't think of it as playing a sample. Think of it as writing a bassline voice. The chop texture should phrase itself like part of the tune. In your MIDI clip, build a phrase instead of a random loop. Try sparse stabs on the offbeats, little pickup hits before the snare, and occasional repeated slices that create tension. A good old-school jungle approach is call and response. Let the sub or res land on the downbeat, then let the chopped vinyl answer on the offbeat. That makes the whole thing feel like it's talking back to the drums. A strong starting idea is two bars of phrase with space in between. Maybe the first bar has a couple of hits around beat 2 and beat 4. Then the second bar gets slightly busier, with a short burst before the third beat. Leave space again after that. The space matters. In DNB, the silence around the sound is part of the groove. Use velocity like a performer would. Strong accents can sit around 90 to 110. Ghost hits can live more around 45 to 70. You can even throw in very low velocity hits around 20 to 35, if you want little texture flickers. That variation makes the part feel less like a loop and more like somebody actually riding the sample live. Next, shape the tone so the layer lives in the right frequency lane. Start with auto filter. Bypass it somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz so it stays out of the sub. You really want to protect the bottom end here. Then low pass it anywhere from about 4 to 9 kHz depending on how much edge and hiss you want. A little resonance can help give it that tuned, radio-like bite. After that, add saturator. Push the drive a few dB, maybe 3 to 8, and turn soft clip on if needed. The goal is not just to get louder. The goal is to get denser, rougher, and more forward in the mids. If the sample is too polite, follow it with drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, use a little crunch if you want more dirt, and usually leave boom off unless you're very carefully controlling the low end. If you want extra roughness, add redux slightly. Just enough to roughen the top without turning it into digital chaos. This is one of those moves where less is more. You want a damaged broadcast feel, not a total collapse. Once the tone is in the right place, start adding movement. A chopped vinyl texture becomes believable when it doesn't stay static. In Simpler, or with clip envelopes, automate filter cutoff, volume, pitch, or start position very subtly. Tiny changes make a huge difference. For example, pitch a few slices down by one or two semitones to create little pressure drops. Let some slices hit slightly late for human feel. Sweep the filter from around 1.5 kHz up to maybe 6 kHz over a build or breakdown. That gives you motion without needing to add new notes. Now think about the mix. This layer should support the bass ecosystem, not fight it. If you're running this alongside a sub and a res, The job of the chopped vinyl is to live in the top mids and provide rhythmic punctuation. Use EQA to carve out any low mid buildup, especially below about 150 Hz. If there's a boxy clash around 200 to 400 Hz, ease that out too. Utility can be useful if the layer is too wide or facey. Often, keeping this kind of texture fairly centered or only moderately narrow helps the kick and snare stay strong. If it pokes too hard in the upper mids, tame any nasty peaks around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you want it to duck slightly when the kick hits, a very subtle sidechain compressor can glue it into the groove nicely. A really important mindset here: don't make this sound like an FX bed. Make it sound like a character. Give it a role. Is it the commentator? Is it the responder? Is it the glitchy accent? Once you decide that, your arrangement choices get way clearer. Now let's talk arrangement. This texture should come and go with intention. In an intro, it can be filtered down and washed with crackle and hiss, setting the scene before the drop. In the first drop, keep it sparse and selective, just a few stabs to reinforce the main bass line. Then in a switch-up or a later section, bring in a denser phrase for 4 or 8 bars so it feels like a new conversation has started. A really effective jungle move is to let the first 8 bars of the drop establish the drums and sub cleanly, then introduce the chopped vinyl layer in bars 9 to 16 as a second voice. After that, cut it out for a few bars before the next transition. That absence makes its return feel bigger. You can also use this as a DJ-style cue layer between sections. Short, gritty, emotionally loaded phrases can act like a station ID, a bootleg broadcast, or a tape deck cough before the next scene arrives. For extra realism, automate your processing. Open and close the filter. Throw a bit of reverb on selected chops rather than the whole loop. Use a low feedback echo on a final hit or two, especially at the end of a phrase. Automate gain drops or little tape-style fadeouts. Those small changes make the layer feel performed, not copied and pasted. If you want to go even deeper, resample the processed chops to audio. This is huge. Once you print the sound, you can re-edit it, shift slices around, reverse tails, and place a hit a few milliseconds late on purpose. That kind of micro-timing adds character you just can't fake with a perfectly static loop. A strong advanced workflow is to create a few different versions of the same texture. Make one cleanish, dry rhythmic version. Make one dirtier, more band-limited broadcast version. Then make one transition version with a reverse tail, an echo throw, or a pitch drop at the end. Same original sample, different personalities. That's very effective in jungle because it gives you progression without changing your sound palette. A couple of things to avoid. Don't let the texture live in the sub-region. High-pass it more if you need to. Don't overprocess it until it sounds synthetic and disconnected from the track. Keep some imperfections. Don't use so many chops that it becomes noise soup. In this style, fewer hits with better placement usually hit harder than constant chatter. Also, keep listening to how it interacts with the break. If the drums are already busy, the vinyl layer should become more selective. If the drums are sparse, you can let it answer more often. That balance is arrangement-based, not just mix-based. Here's a good practice move. Build a 2-bar Pirate Radio chopped vinyl phrase at 174 BPM. Use at least 6 chops, including a couple of ghost hits. Process it with auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. Add a subtle echo throw on the last chop of bar 2. Then bounce it to audio, rechop 1 bar, and place it against a break and sub-bass loop. Mute it for 4 bars, then bring it back as a switch-up. Listen for whether it feels like part of the bass line conversation. If you get this right, the texture won't feel like decoration. It'll feel like attitude. It'll move the drop forward. It'll give the track a sense of history, pressure, and grime. And that's the sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. So remember the big ideas. Use a source with character, phrase it like a bass line, keep the low end clean, drive the mids, automate movement, and arrange it like a real part of the tune. That's how you turn a chopped sample into Pirate Radio energy.